Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Welcome back to the Weekly Chisme.
Yes, episode number 7 already. And lucky number 7.
Right, and it's May 22nd, 2020.
Already.
So for whoever's watching us through the video, we are hoping to upload things on YouTube or Instagram or different media platforms. And so now you'll be able to listen to us, but also view us. And Myra and I decided to have really cool backgrounds today. Myra, you want to talk about your background?
Well, I'm going for the neon theme. I'm obsessed with neon art. And just in celebration of Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande today too. I think that's what I'm doing.
I know, like I was very inspired with like the new music, but also like we haven't gone clubbing, we haven't gone out. And I'm like, I feel like I need to be at a party. What's up?
Wait, didn't we like last weekend, we like surprised ourselves and we were like, when was the last time we were out in the club? Mm-hmm. And I looked through like my pictures on my phone and I was like, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. That was the last time we were in the club. But it's like, it's a shocker. It's just like,
we were trying to find love. We were trying to find love at the club in all the wrong places.
No, but like, that was the last time we were out in the club. And it's just so much time has passed already. And it's just like, wow.
Yeah, like, I mean, I enjoy going to a bar. I love listening to music, yeah, as we all have mentioned. And so, like, Myra and I really do enjoy being out. And so, like, it's a lot of fun when we're out there. And so I miss it.
I miss it, too.
You know, I miss celebrating something every weekend.
Well, yeah, even if it's not, like, celebrating anything specific. Like, it's just being out with friends, yeah, with the nightlife, enjoying each other's company, because it's, like, the weekend is like when we catch up with everybody, especially with us. You know, we work every single day, Monday through, yeah, Friday. So, mm-hmm, it's like Friday, Saturday night is just like to wind down and catch up over a couple of drinks, dance.
Right. Like, and I think like what got me really upset about like the whole lockdown is that March, April, and May are like major birthday months. Like it's like birthday after birthday after birthday after
holidays.
Celebration, holidays, mm-hmm, graduations. And I'm like, and now we're just like chilling at home. Like I'm over it.
Are you really?
Yeah, like I'm tired of being restricted, but at the same time, like, of course I understand, you know, the reason why we're doing it and everything else, but like I'm used to driving to work, I'm used to like driving, yeah, everywhere, or like going out for fun or going to the mall. Like, I mean, everyone who knows me personally, like, they know I go to Target or like the mall for fun. Like, I'll just go walk around.
Well, yeah, because that's your downtime, that's your relaxation, yeah, that's what you do.
Spending,
yeah,
money.
Wow. Spend their money.
Hey, yeah. You know what, I had a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday. Her name is Yanis, and I don't know if you remember this.
Hi Yanis.
But we talked about how like spending money is kind of like therapy. And
that's what I meant. Like, it's your sort of therapy.
Yeah, and you know what? People can have their own opinion. But when I buy something new, and it doesn't have to be expensive or cheap or whatever, it literally could be anything. If I go to Target and just go buy one thing, I'm like, okay, that felt good. Like, I don't know what that's about. And then also, pre-coronavirus, like Target near me closes at midnight. So like sometimes when I couldn't go to sleep or whatever, I seriously would go to Target and just buy like random items. And then I would come home and I'd feel like I feel good about my shopping experience. And I was able to go to sleep.
That's good.
Well, maybe it has to do something with like my anxiety, but whatever.
Well, like the hardest thing for me, as you know, and we've spoken about it in previous episodes, my sort of form of therapy, quote unquote, is going to live concerts. And yeah, it's been hard. And also too, like, you know, but also because the summer season is coming up.
Yeah, she almost had a mini breakdown. Can we talk about that later?
What, about the concert then?
No, because like, okay, so like, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Myra, but
no,
Myra, like, she really enjoys like live music as much as I do, but she is like a true fan of like being outside and like going to concerts.
Yeah, outdoor concerts. Mm-hmm.
And so like I could tell like there was a moment during our quarantine, I mean we're still in it, where she was freaking out. Like I could tell like she was distant, she was kind of like depressed or sad. And finally I'm like, Myra, what's wrong? Like, tell me what's wrong. And she literally just was like, I haven't been able to go to concerts. Okay, it's a big deal. And I was just like,
well, yeah, like look, like, not to brag, but like I've been going to shows since I was 14 years old. Like I was a kid, I was in junior high, like, And the first show that I ever went to, like, I haven't turned back since. Like, every yeah. single month I was at a show. Like, sometimes I would go to shows on a school night, and I would still show up mm-hmm. to school the next day. Like, I had responsibilities. Like, I had to go to school, and I still had, like, perfect attendance. I never missed school. Like, I went to shows.
Perfect attendance.
No, I'm glad to say I've had perfect attendance since I was in, like, elementary school. I never got sick. I mean, I got sick, but, like, I wasn't, like, out of school, like, for days at a time. But yeah, like, that's what I would do. And I was on a roll for, like, a long time, even after high school, you know, early adulthood. But it's like, now it's like, I have so much time to, like, think. And so I'll just go on YouTube and watch, like, old sets of, like, festival sets, like, oh my online. God, and yeah, so that's what I've been doing. And it's, you know.
Yeah, talking about perfect attendance. I mean, I can't talk about, like, my attendance during elementary. I think elementary, I was forced all the time. I mean, God. I guess, yeah, you have to go to school.
Well, I took the school bus. I had no choice. It's like, right. My ass was on the school bus, or I got stranded. Right. Yeah.
And so, like, middle school, it was kind of, like, iffy. I don't remember much of it. But high school, like, I never missed school. Like, it was rare. And the reason I can say that is because, like, I really enjoyed hanging out with all of my friends. Like, I'm social. So, like, if I didn't go to school, I felt like I didn't do anything social. So, like, I would feel sad about it.
But,
like,
then also, you lived really close to school. So you were always yeah. at school.
I was always at school. Even if I missed a few periods, I would show up.
But so, who didn't? Like, whatever.
But you know what? I got so ahead in high school to the point where in my senior year, I didn't have first, second, and then I was allowed to come after nutrition. So I would literally only show up for third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh period. And even then, I think, like, half of those classes were electives. Like, I had theater and choir and God knows what.
Really?
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. I took college classes, like, really early on.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And I had a friend who told me, I won't mention their name just, you know, for privacy reasons, but I don't know, like, who feels comfortable about me talking to them or about them or whatever.
But anyways,
this friend suggested, like, hey, you know that you could go to, like, adult school, take classes that are easy and get ahead. And I was like, what? Like, that's an option?
Oh, to get ahead? I thought yeah. it was only, like, if you were falling behind, you could take
You could take classes that you had not taken or you want to take, but you obviously had to qualify. Like, if you were failing your classes or had a low GPA, your counselor wasn't going to approve it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I want to get ahead. So, like, I remember taking a bunch of classes, like, sophomore and junior year, and I would take them, like, after school or, like, on my own time. And then by senior year, it was super easy. Like, I seriously, senior year was a big hangout for me.
Yeah. Also, your junior year was a big yeah. hangout, because we were seniors and you would literally hang with us all the time. I'm like, aren't you supposed mm-hmm. to be, like, in class? Like,
look, I don't know what happened, but, like, my sophomore year, I was really close with seniors. My 11th grade year, I was really close to seniors. And then when I became a senior, I'm like, I don't like it.
Because we were all gone, according to you. It's yeah. like, you had already experienced your senior year. Like,
yeah, I had been going to prom since sophomore year. And, like, that's not to brag. It's just, like, I had so much, like, good connections and friendships that, like, it allowed me to, you know, have a lot of fun.
You were one of us, pretty much.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And I know, like, that year, was it 2007?
Yeah.
When I didn't graduate high school, and I attended that graduation, it felt like it was my graduation, even though I wasn't graduating. It just sucked.
Aww. I mean, it was literally your graduation. The only thing different was you didn't walk the stage, or you weren't wearing, like, a cap and gown.
But it's interesting because I was on the field because we sang. So choir.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were wearing, like, a tuxedo or something.
Yeah, I was wearing a rented tuxedo. everyone had to rent one out. It wasn't just, like, my extra ass. Like, it was just, like, everyone got a tuxedo. I'm sure 1,000 people have worn it before. But
ew.
Yeah, it was so much fun because I did feel like I was graduating because I was on the field. They were on the field. And then that's also the year that one of our friends, Kathy, auditioned from our latest episode and sang the national anthem. So that was cool. That graduation was awesome. I remember that.
How many years ago? How many years has it been now?
It's been a long time. But
13 years.
But we're 21 still.
Oh, wow.
21 again.
Yeah, right.
Well, quarantine updates. Where are we with it? I feel like I've been in complete lockdown for months. And I'm sure, yeah, it's been months, right?
I mean, but we've gone out, but we've been doing it safely for anybody. We've been doing it safely, and it's...
So we did one outing.
Yeah, we, last Saturday, we went to Malibu because we wanted to go see those, what are those?
Bioluminescent waves. And so it's like the algae that gets activated by, I don't know, the crashing of water or something like that. I don't know the exact science, but the cool thing is, with our theme, with our neon theme, like seriously, the second that this algae gets activated or whatever, it creates like neon water type, like waves, or like it looks like there's glow sticks.
It like glows or something. Yeah.
It was awesome.
I didn't see it though. We didn't see it when I went, but Franklin seen it multiple times.
Yeah, I mean, like Myra and I saw it very fairly. Like,
you know what? I'm thinking back now. I don't even know if I really saw it.
No.
I don't know.
I saw it. I mean, like, because I had seen it previously before. And so like, yes.
So you knew for sure that we were seeing
something. Yeah, when Myra like saw it, it was very fair. Like it looked like washed out water.
Okay.
But it definitely, when you look, you put your camera, if you have an iPhone, if you put the camera over the water, like you could tell like what's a little bit more vibrant or more blue. And that's like where the bioluminescent activity is happening. But I ended up going, so we're going to talk about the outing, but like if you guys are looking, Dockweiler actually has like, I saw the most amazing bioluminescent waves. Like they were bright.
So they were like super active at Dockweiler?
Like it literally looks like someone put like a giant glow stick at the bottom and is like placing it as the wave is, or the wave is coming towards you. And it's like, it was crazy.
That's cool.
But yeah, with our outing, so whoever is watching, like obviously who isn't on YouTube, there are people doing mukbangs or mukbangs. We still haven't figured out. Everyone says something different, but eating videos. And like one of the biggest ones is the corn dog stick with like the cheese inside.
Ooh.
And so
I'm still dreaming about that.
We're gonna go. And so they have this place in Sawtelle in Los Angeles where they usually have like all the Japanese restaurants and a bunch of sushi and like all these really cool places to eat. And so we went to this little market area and we went upstairs and we each bought two.
I got two corn dogs. I was hungry and I was like, I drove all the way over here for this. I'm gonna
I better get
two.
All of them.
No, I just, I wanted a taste. So I just ordered, which one did I order? I ordered a regular mozzarella cheese corn dog, and then I ordered what is it, the potato one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A potato one, but that one had sausage inside. So I was like, cheese and sausage. Like I wanted to mix it up.
Yeah, and like I don't eat any red meat, so like the only ones I got were the cheese. So I got the mozzarella, and then I got the mozzarella cheddar. And so if you can explain it, like seriously, someone brought up
deep fried corn dog.
Yeah, like a deep fried corn dog, but also a giant cheese stick. Like that's literally what it is. Like it's a giant mozzarella stick with flavor. Like literally, they have like powders and like different things you can put on it. And I put garlic and Parmesan and even more cheddar like sprinkled on.
Yeah, so I just stayed basic. I just because they deep fry them for you and then they ask you if you want brown sugar. Mind you, it sounds a little weird, but it's
it does.
Like, you know,
that's
sweet,
why I didn't do it.
Well, sweet and salty stuff, like it's good.
It's so like a churro.
Yeah, like cheese. A churro with cheese, pretty much. So I got both of them in the sugar, and then I just put just mustard and ketchup, like just basic.
So basic. No, that's not basic. The fact that you put sugar on it, I mean, that's not basic. You went in deep.
Well, yeah, I was like, I want to try it all. I wanted to go, you know, all the way.
But you know how we mentioned, we saw it on YouTube. So like the second you enter this little restaurant upstairs.
It's a tiny little place. I honestly thought it was going to be bigger.
Yeah, me too. They have YouTube videos playing with like people literally eating the corn.
Yeah.
And so it's so like, it makes your mouth water as you're waiting in line. Like literally there's this girl eating the cheese stick and the cheese is like stringing along.
And I'm and I saw that and I was like, no, like that's not going to happen.
Oops. It happens.
Sorry about that. That was an incoming call.
Oh, sorry. I have my new watch. It just
incoming
phone calls.
No. Okay. So you were saying, so the video, the girl's eating it and as she's eating it, like it becomes like super duper cheesy.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not going to be like that.
I'm like, I don't
know. You were wrong. It was perfectly cheesy. And it takes a minute, like the first bite for sure. Like the first bite, it's like,
And then Myra saw me as we were practicing social distancing. I was really far from her, but she could tell that I was like, okay, what do I do with this long ass string cheese? And she's like, you just chew. And I was like, oh.
I was like, he's gonna struggle with it, but whatever. I can't do anything about it. I can't stand next to you. So I was like, doesn't matter. No. But if I had to give a review for the food, it was 5 out of 10, 5 stars. Like, it was good.
Yeah. And like for me, it was good. It wasn't my favorite. But yeah, if you haven't tried it, you should definitely go ahead and give it a try. They have it all over. I'm sure they have them in Hollywood if you're in Los Angeles. But Sautel, again, is where they have like all these different restaurants in Santa Monica. So I would highly suggest it.
Highly recommend it.
But again, we want to give you an update. Like, we did it, but we hung out, but we were in different cars. We were wearing masks the entire time. And when we ate, yeah, we were 6 feet apart. In fact, maybe even more. So when we went to the Bioluminescent Wave Activity Party, we drove separately. We kept our distance fairly, you know, when we're looking for the waves. So, I mean, I think there are fair and responsible ways to do it. But it's just like a weird time because it's almost like you feel dangerous. You feel like you shouldn't
be dangerous to be at the beach.
Yeah. Or like just like hanging out. Like, I'm like, is this illegal? You know?
Well, I didn't feel that way. I was kind of like not weirded out, but mind you, I hadn't driven like a far distance like that, like, yeah, to the beach in a long time. So just, yeah, like the drive and then like just seeing like a lot of cars parked. And I was like, yeah, damn, like, there's a lot of people here, like, yeah, but the beaches are open, so they're allowed to be here, you know?
So, like, it's really weird because in Los Angeles, we really don't know. Like, I feel like we're getting constant updates, and 1 second the beach is open, the next it's not. Mm-hmm. So, like, I remember that weekend that they said that the beach was open, which is maybe last week or the week prior. Like,
that was officially the first weekend, right?
A lot of people were there in the afternoon in Santa Monica and Malibu. But then the parking lots were closed. So I'm like, how is this even okay? But, and then I was under the impression that it's open to exercise and not open to go swimming and like hanging out and like, you know,
yeah,
be with big groups.
So do you think people just went just to literally hang out, but like no one was probably getting in the water?
But I mean, there's a lot of cops, so like no one was saying anything. So I feel like it was okay. Yeah. But I am reading something that Garcetti reopens all retail shops for pickup and delivery, along with bike paths. And trust me, people have been doing those bike paths.
Everyone's been getting active all of a sudden.
Yeah, some beach parking lots and 2 recreation zones along LA River. I don't know what that would be. But I know that I read somewhere that this weekend, in fact, starting today, they are reopening Cabrillo and Venice Beach for all bike paths, in addition to the county opening paths and lots, at Dockweiler State Beach, Will Rogers State Beach, Zuma Beach, and Surfrider Beach. Those are like major.
So the main beach, the main
beaches in a lot in Southern California, or here in Los Angeles area, Dockweiler State Beach. I'm telling you, they have like bioluminescent activity happening, and we might hit it up tomorrow. So yeah.
Yay! Hopefully we'll see some more. Wait, is Dockweiler where they have the fire pits there?
I believe so. I don't remember seeing them, but yes, I think that's where, because that beach is so huge.
Mm. So where was that one that we went that time where we had like trouble turning on the fire?
Oh, okay. Let's talk about that because that's funny.
Oh my God.
So we have a location past like Malibu. It's called Point Magoo, and it's a state park. So you could do camping there. They have a fire pit.
Open fire, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you can even go camping right on the beach or camping like at something called Sycamore, which is like the mountain area right across the street from it, right across PCH. And so that's where we camped. But one of the times that we went, we were like, oh, we want to go and like be cute and light a fire at this beach. And so we spent like, I don't even know, like $30, $60 on logs, on fuel, gas. Fire start something. we had, I don't know, it was a bunch of different things. And we were like, we're motivated. We're like, oh, we're gonna get there and we're gonna get our fire and it's just gonna work. Like, we just thought we were experts. Like,
starting a fire, no biggie. Like, right. You got this. Mind you, it was only the two of us. We didn't have any help at all.
No.
But it's longer than...
There were some young kids like not too far from us, and like seriously, they lit up their fire pit in 2 seconds. They were like whoosh, 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 and like threw something and then bam. And then Meyer and I were having such a hard time to the point where we were like, okay, what do we need? So I think like we found newspaper or like paper, and we were like throwing it in there. And yeah, it took us a long time. And then once we got there, it was actually pretty cool. I mean, once the fire was lit.
But it was an experience.
And I think it got too big to the point where we couldn't even turn it off. So we might have walked away for a bit.
No, we...
Didn't we?
I don't know. I for sure don't walk away from fires. I make sure that they're like off.
We were young. Okay, so whether we...
This was like barely last summer. It was recent.
It was not last summer, Myra. There's no way we went to Point Mugu State Beach last year.
Why? Why isn't it possible?
I don't feel like it was...
I don't know.
Because we were elsewhere most of the time.
Yeah, true. Anyways. But, so yeah, we're going to go check out the waves tomorrow. Hopefully see if we see anything.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Because sometimes you just need a little bit of that beach, the breeze in your face.
And like talking about reopenings, like I feel the safest at the beach. I will say that people are respecting their social distance. Like I've been there in the afternoon.
That's
and
true.
I've been there in the evening and at very late at night at like 1 a.m. And it's still packed, by the way. And everyone is like really respecting that. Like the second someone comes by, like people tend to move. It's a really nice setup that I think people are like being really respectful about it. Now, random thought, have you seen any of those Walmart videos of people like fighting? Why is it that people are always fighting at Walmart? Like, why is it that those viral videos on TikTok, on YouTube, on the news, everyone's always fighting at Walmart? Like, what happens at Walmart? The second you walk in, people are angry.
They have good deals, I guess?
No,
Walmart people are just not respect. I don't know. I really don't know. Sorry.
And maybe I'm like that 1%. But guys, whenever I go to Walmart, the lighting in there gives me a headache. Like that fluorescent lighting in there, it's like the worst. I can't go to Walmart because that lighting messes with my head. Like I swear it gives me like the worst headache. I have to go in there with sunglasses.
You go inside everywhere with sunglasses. That's just you.
That's true. In fact, you know what? I'm not here for it, Myra. I'm not here for the shade.
Oh my God. Can you not? God.
No, but yeah, people are really angry at Walmart and they tend to fight. I saw a video today where apparently they made different clips and they put them together of like people coughing and
It was like a compilation video type of thing.
Of like people getting angry and coughing at people at Walmart. And I'm like, guys, like relax. Like, do you really need that napkin? I mean, maybe you do. Or like soap or shampoo.
Hey,
like,
they got them good values.
Go to Costco. You'll be fine. You can get like the big
Costco bag. Too. I mean, Costco's not, I mean, since the quarantine, like I haven't witnessed anything crazy going into Costco. Right. I mean, because I go with my dad once a week to go, you know, shopping or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, the lines are still long, but it's like they move literally. I'm not in line longer.
They
than
move pretty fast.
And then, you know, they require everybody to wear masks. And I mean, shopping is much more relaxed. And we go in there, buy what we need, and come, like, you know, got used to it.
I think what's going to be different for me, you know, I really enjoyed going to different restaurants. And just trying different foods.
Yeah.
And with like everything reopening, I'm not gonna feel comfortable going to a restaurant.
Like, no, I already told myself, like, I'm gonna wait it out. I'm not in a rush. I'm not really in a rush anyways.
No.
So I'm just gonna like, all right, everybody.
Oh my God, talking about another viral video. There was a viral video of someone on TikTok. You know how everyone's doing curbside or like delivery through Grubhub or like Uber Eats or whatever?
Yeah.
So apparently this family had been ordering from like their local whatever. And as soon as the guy got there, he opened all the bags of the food. And it looked like he was making sure that all the food that they had placed was in the bags. But then towards the end, he's at his last plate to check and he literally grabs some fries and eats them. And the people are like video recording him from the house. And they're like, why would they eat my food?
That's why I just pick up my food. I saw a video too, like on the news a while back. And it was like one of those investigated reporting stories, like an anchor did about like the Grubhub Uber, whatever.
Oh my God, I don't know if I want to watch that. I'm scared.
Well, I didn't even see like the whole segment. Like I saw one, it was like one of those, and on the next, like whatever, like a preview.
Yeah.
And it was the reporter like literally filming these drivers picking up, like, it was like they were like the guys weren't, didn't even know they were getting filmed, so it was like they were picking up the food, and then as soon as they got in their car, they opened it, grabbed some fries, and then delivered it. Like, they showed them delivering the food and everything. Mm-mm. And then the reporter, like, the guy would go, the delivery guy would go back to the car, and the reporter was like, we just saw you took food from, like, the bag. He's like, what are you talking about? No, I didn't. And it's like, we have video of you, blah blah blah. So yeah, I just pick up the food myself. Business. I'm sorry.
Like, I think another sketchy business is, like, hotels. Okay, because I was watching one of those videos.
Is it about the cleanliness?
Yes.
Of the hotels?
Yeah, like how they don't.
Like, I know that, sheets. But like, yeah. Oh.
And they tested, like, really expensive hotels in New York.
With, like, a black light?
And a lot of these expensive hotels were, like, not changing their sheets. And, like, even the cheaper ones. And I felt really bad for, like, the people that were caught. Because, you know, obviously, they're still working. They're just not switching all of the sheets.
I mean,
it's so bad.
I just don't think about it. Like, just when we stayed at hotels and stuff, like, it looks like super clean to me and stuff, and I'm just, but then, like, I just try not to think of, I don't know. I don't know.
It sucks.
Look, I haven't gotten sick or anything from staying at hotels, so
yeah,
we're okay.
But we have some major news, everyone. Yes. About Coachella. And we never thought that we were gonna actually do this, but what happened, Myra?
We decided, well, it got postponed to October, but mm-hmm. this week we decided that we will not be attending. Mm-hmm. And because we just don't feel comfortable going.
No, like, even
everything
if it does
happening,
happen,
yeah.
I feel like it's a recipe for disaster. You know, if coronavirus is still going on, which it seems like it might be, going to a place like that where it's huge gatherings at, like, you know, and, like, being
we're not
small,
ready.
No, in small closures. Sorry, I got something in my eye. Being such close proximity with other people that you haven't met, or people from all over the world, or the state, or the city, or, like, people literally come from all over the place. I don't know that I'm going to be comfortable in going to the restroom or, like, eating. Yeah. Like, because everything you do there is, like, so, like, even though you're in a big place where it's, like, open field areas, when you're eating, when you're, like, going to the restroom, when you're getting water, when you're getting into the festival,
just being there,
you're with, like, a lot of people the entire time. And so, like, your chances to get any type of virus, I mean,
anything
can happen. And so,
yeah,
as a responsible person of society, I've decided, or Myra and I have decided, that we will not go. And if it happens, cool. You know what? They'll live stream weekend one, and we'll watch it right.
Yeah. I mean, we live streamed it from home last year. It was the first time I ever live streamed it. I was in my bed, all comfortable, kind of crying, and I was like, I wish I was there, but it is what it is.
It is what it is, and I think it's justified right now.
It's, like, for the best.
It's for the best, for our health, and for everyone else's health. You know, we want everyone to stay healthy, and attending Coachella is not in our plans this year.
No, unfortunately.
And honestly, I think it's going to get canceled, but that's just my prediction. If I said it first, you heard it first.
And yes, we got refunds. It fully refunded, like other festivals. Yeah. A lot of them didn't have whatever policies. So
Ultra Festival in Miami, a lot of those people didn't get their money back.
South by Southwest in Texas, so...
They said, we're keeping your money because they didn't have insurance or something like that.
I don't know. Some BS with that. But
yeah. I mean, that's like a whole other business talk for me. It's like, for me, if I was running Coachella, I would give everyone their money back. Of course, there's a lot of contractual issues, and, like, I'm sure there's lawyers involved. But at the end of the day, when you think about it as a consumer, it's like, you want to be able to feel comfortable. Like, okay, they trust me, or, like, they're going to give me my money back. And that motivates me to even support them the following year. I was seeing something with Mark Cuban, and he's like, yeah, you have to issue refunds in order to build that trust with your customer as a consumer.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and it's, like, so true. And it's, that goes for businesses too. Like, don't, like, if you have an opportunity to help your employees or your staff or anyone, like, make sure you do it at this moment, because those people will not forget, and they'll be loyal to your company. So anyways, loyal. I went into a whole, I've been watching a lot of different podcasts. And Mark Cuban is always like...
He has a podcast too?
I believe he does, but I've seen a lot of him being a guest. And so those are listened to. But talk about podcast news. Did you guys hear? Joe Rogan is now exclusive to Spotify for over $100 million deal. So
I don't listen to his podcast, Franklin. You're a loyal listener.
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's like, you know, I'll go here and there, and I feel like every episode has like something pretty good to talk about. But who, for those who don't know who Joe Rogan is, and I'll remind you.
I only know him from Fear Factor.
It's the host from and Fear UFC. Factor. Yeah. The original host of Fear Factor. Like, if, come on.
OG Fear Factor.
Everyone knows Joe Rogan from Fear Factor. Like, if you didn't watch Fear Factor, what was wrong with you?
Was it on MTV? No. No, those were reruns.
CBS?
No.
No?
I don't know. Oh. Doesn't matter. NBC? No.
USA Network?
Who cares? It was on TV.
And now I'm trying to figure it out. But yeah, Fear Factor was such an awesome show where like they pretty much, people competed and did different...
And ate weird stuff. And
yeah, they did weird games, and then at the end, two people or one person stands depending on the game, and then they win money. But yeah, Joe Rogan signed a really expensive deal with Spotify, which means that I'm sure he's going to be removed from like Apple Podcasts. He's going to be removed from like any other platform because now Spotify owns him, which is nice.
Because he's exclusively doing it with Spotify?
Yeah, so the headline says he's one of the highest podcasters. And it's now Joe Rogan Experience is moving exclusively to Spotify starting in September. It was announced this past Tuesday. So his licensing agreement is upwards of $100 million.
Whoa.
It's insane. He made $30 million last year. And he gets over 200 million times per month people downloading his episodes. Like, that's insane. But it also shows me, like, there's an opportunity for people. Podcast has always been big, but not every podcaster makes it. I mean, we're doing this for fun. And, you know, if whatever happens in the future is great, but I feel like people are really enjoying listening, or like, you know, kind of
I do things. I listen to a lot of like known people, like, you know, Snooki from New Jersey Shore has her podcast with her best friend. Whitney Cummings is really funny. Melissa Villaseñor from SNL, she actually just premiered a new one today. Yeah, so she's hilarious. I love her. Who else? Anna Faris has one.
The Zach Weekly Chisme is on Spotify. Us. So guys, we're on Spotify. We don't have an exclusive deal with them, but hey, Spotify, if you guys want to give us an exclusive deal, why not?
I have theater experience.
Right, like, give me that licensing agreement contract, please.
But yeah, so just scrolling back, so he's just going to be exclusively on Spotify. Do you think his show is going to change?
I think there's going to be a lot of influence, but I also feel like Joe Rogan is pretty straightforward, and I think if he doesn't like something, there's going to be an issue. But now I do feel like he's probably going to have like really good writers. I actually think he has good writers, and I think that there's a lot of good producers and editors that are on his team, but I think now it's like, okay, now it's a big deal. So I think he's always going to provide high quality content just because of who he is.
Yeah, and I really want to start listening to his show.
Yeah, I really like his delivery with a lot of information, and it might not always be accurate, but I think that with him, it's always been like, he's super open about a lot of different topics, and he's comfortable in stating his opinion, which is why I like doing the podcast, because I feel like we are kind of the same way. So yeah, we're comparing ourselves to
That's
Joe
awesome.
Rogan.
I want to listen to it. Well, but thanks if you have for it, that.
The Joe Rogan Experience is what it's called.
What platform do you listen to it?
On Apple Podcasts.
Okay, I'll look for it today.
He's going to be on there till September. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen after September, but exclusive to Spotify.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
But with that, there's also Netflix updates. You want to let
us know? So for anyone that's been on the Netflix train, especially like on the original content lately, a show that I really fell in love with that premiered back in February, it's called Gentified. And America Ferreira is one of the producers. She's probably one of my favorite actresses. So I heard about that show through her, and it's a show that they've been working on for like a long, long time, and it finally premiered on Netflix in February. This week it was announced that they got officially picked up for a second season, which nowadays it's
a
getting picked up, it's not that easy anymore. Oh, thank you for the clap. Because it's like, you know, a show can have a really good storyline, really great content, characters, whatever, and it won't get picked up. Like, we won't hear
it. Oh, I hate that. When you watch a whole season and it's like, it's over.
Like, it's not coming back. Yeah. But anyway, so it was announced this week that it's coming back for season two. And if you haven't watched it, I mean, I highly recommend it. It's, you know, it's based here in Los Angeles, East LA. And it's a story about three Mexican-American cousins that are employees at their family taco shop. Like, their grandpa is like the owner of this taco shop, and they're having trouble. Like, the story starts off that they're having trouble paying the rent because their neighborhood is getting gentrified. So they want to get bought out by like a company that's going to put like a cafe there because they don't want the taco shop there anymore. So the whole show is them coming together and trying to kind of revamp the taco shop so they don't get bought out. And it's, you know, I didn't grow up in East LA, but like my grandmother, my grandpa lived there for like the longest time. So I would always be in East LA and, you know, kind of got familiar with like the neighborhood and stuff. So this kind of hits home. Like, it's very relatable. Like, you know, it was shot on location in East LA. And like, you know, some of the Latino actors on the show, like, you've probably seen them like on different TV movies and stuff. But this show is like really like, for some of these actors, it was really like an outbreak television show. So the fact to hear that it's coming back for a second season, like, I'm really excited, because like the way the story ended on season one, like, I was like, oh my god, like, what's gonna happen? Like, I want to know more. So
that's good.
We'll find out more.
Yeah, find out more. And that brings me to another thing. If you have not watched Ozark, now, I probably should be paid and sponsored by Ozark's team, but Ozark is an American crime drama web television show, and it's about a family who gets involved with the Mexican mafia. Like, drug cartel. That's like the short version. But they have three seasons. The third season just came out this year, and I binge watched the whole thing, season three, that first day it came out. And like I was mentioning to another friend earlier this week, every season gets better. Like, season one, and it's a slow start. You're like, okay, I'm trying to understand what's happening. Second season is like, dang. And then third season, you're like, there's no words.
So it escalates.
It escalates, and there has to be a season four. By the way, it's an Emmy Award winning show. Like,
yeah,
it's Bateman.
Bateman, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Jason, he won the Emmy this past year, right?
Mm-hmm.
For it.
Yeah, like he, yeah, it's just.
I've never seen him on TV. I only know him in movies. So the fact that you talk about it so much, like, it makes me curious. Like, I want to see it. So.
And I feel like it's a very highly produced show.
Yeah.
They spend a lot of money on it. Like, you could tell that it's very high quality, and I enjoy the production of it. I like it. So if you haven't seen it, go ahead and watch Ozark.
There's a lot to watch on Netflix right now.
It's addicting. So what's our next topic, Myra?
Well, speaking of award shows, speaking of the Emmys, it was announced this week. And look, I'll say that I know a lot of people don't care about award shows, especially the Oscars, but it's a big deal. I'm a big movie person, big movie lover. So the Oscars are like the highlight of my year every year. But it was announced this week that the 2021 Oscars are going to likely to be postponed due to, yes, COVID-19 pandemic. And it would have been the 93rd annual show, and it was set to air on ABC on February 28th. And I mean, it makes sense, because with all the closures, especially the movie theaters, there's no new movies going to theaters. We're not seeing new movies. So there can't be an award show. Like, what's going to get nominated, pretty
right.
much, you know? So that's a big deal.
No VMAs either. And like all the Brit Awards and all that. Like, none of that is happening.
Well, yeah.
Because that happens around the summertime, like,
because
August.
The Oscars is the major award show, the last award show of the season, because everything before that is, like, the Independent Spirit Awards, the Emmys,
SAG Awards.
So, damn. Yeah, you're right. Girls. I didn't, it doesn't even hit me, but.
There's a lot that we're going to miss out this year.
Yeah, and it sucks, because it's like, for my family especially, like, my mom loves to like hold little events and stuff at her house, like when the Oscars, like, we get together, and before the Oscars, like, we all tell each other, okay, we have to watch this movie, and then so we'll watch the awards.
Myra is on top of it. She literally will be like, and this movie is nominated for blah blah blah. I'm like, how? She literally is on top of it.
Yeah, like, we even play like Oscar bingo and everything, and like, yeah. You know, for like
Loteria. But
yeah, it's like an
the Oscar version,
based on the movies that were nominated and stuff. So it's gonna be a bummer. Like, I have to tell my mom that we can't have our Oscar party, you know? But
so dramatic.
It's sad. But no, also, it sucks.
But honestly, Myra knows this, and like people who are really close to me know that I don't watch a lot of movies or shows. Like, yes, I'll watch Ozark and I get hooked.
But I recommend a lot of stuff too that I think you'd like.
But then I'm fine. But I think this is the year that I'm gonna try.
Okay.
To watch a few.
So if I make you a list, can you promise me to at least watch like
some of it? Yeah.
Three? Okay, three movies. Can you do that?
I mean, you guys know, like, I'm in grad school too, San Diego State.
Yeah, that's why I don't wanna, when you have the time. So it gets really hard. When you have the time.
I'm never gonna have the time. So I have to make time.
Okay. But that sounds fair.
I think I need to find like opportunities to like sit and watch something, because I'm like, it's kind of cool. Like, there are certain things that I do watch and I really enjoy.
There's a lot of good cinema out there.
Well, because like I like thrillers.
There's something
suspense
for everybody. Yeah.
And so I've mentioned this before, but I love watching shows like 48 Hours, 60 Minutes. Like, those are like those type of shows, like Law and Order.
Yeah.
Yes, I can sleep with Law and Order on. Like, those are my type of shows.
But you know, so I'll recommend three movies and you have to promise me. We should bet money on this, actually.
Oh god. Yeah, I'm gonna lose.
I'm just kidding.
I might win. I'm competitive.
But yeah, so for the Oscars, there will be no Oscars for 2021, right?
So can we talk about Rain
music?
On Me?
Yes. Oh my god. Okay, so this is, I've been waiting till the end of the show to talk about this, but
Look at our faces. We're like.
So, Lady Gaga has an album, Anticipation. It's getting released. And we were on social media all week because both her and Ariana Grande teased that they were doing something together, which of course we got really excited about.
Yeah.
And the song was final. The song and the music video were, the song was released at midnight. The music video was released this morning. And it's called Rain On Me. Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, pop anthem. They saved 2020. Pop saved 2020, pretty much. And it's a great song, great music video, just the costumes, the makeup. And you know why the music video came out, the concept of the music video? Robert Rodriguez directed the music video. So some of you guys, of course, big director, movie director, mm-hmm. He did Spy Kids, Sin City, Machete. So like the music video is like very like futuristic-y. It looks like you're like in a music video, in a video game.
Yeah.
Slash like anime. Like,
and there was a lot of knives. A lot of knives everywhere.
Yeah, that definitely references something. I just didn't
don't know
do
what
research.
It is.
I don't know. But like I said, I felt like a kind of Kill Bill kind of style. So there's like a lot. But it was great. And I just want to be in a club and listen to it.
It was just awesome. It was awesome. And that's the reason why we have our neon backgrounds.
Yeah.
Because it felt like we were at a club. Like, when I listened to that song, I'm like, okay, this is a, you know, something they would play like in WeHo somewhere.
I know. So that was a big thing today. And I've listened to it multiple times already, and I'm still going to listen to it. Other music, we got Deadmau5 actually released something new with the Neptunes. If any of you guys remember the Neptunes with Pharrell Williams from the early 2000s, they released a song called Pomegranate, and I listened to it. It was actually really good.
Really good.
I liked it, yeah. The Weeknd did a remix of In Your Eyes featuring Doja Cat. Doja Cat, if anybody's been listening to her lately, she's been doing a lot of good jams. She does that song Juicy with Tyga, and it's really good.
Wasn't she the person that sang that song, I'm a Bitch, I'm a Boss?
Yeah, Boss Bitch for the soundtrack. Yeah, that's her. She did it for the soundtrack of Birds of Prey. Yeah. the remix. So she did a remix of that song with The Weeknd, which is awesome. And then Disclosure is coming out with a new album. They came out with a new song called Energy.
Mm-hmm.
That
was so good.
You liked it? Yeah. So all this new music that we can't listen to in the club, but I don't want to have that make me really sad. But, you know, new music is always good.
And like we mentioned in episode one, this is probably the time that a lot of music is going to be released. I think it's going to be really good stuff coming out. A lot of good stuff is coming out. Maluma even came out with this like romantic love song and a new music
video.
Oh,
man.
And like his stuff is always great. And so
yeah.
If you haven't listened, go look at his stuff. He's always coming out with something new. And he's actually one of those people that on Instagram is always like singing a little melody here and there.
Oh, he's just serenading you over on the internet.
Over and over again. But guys, we went back to basics and we wanted to give you some updates with what's going on in the world and a few fun things in entertainment. and hopefully we can continue. And who knows what's going to happen next week? We are always brainstorming, always talking about new things. There have been some people that want to come on, and
We'll have a guest next week.
Yeah, we got approached by someone I won't share, but maybe next week we'll have a little bit something different. I don't know. We'll see. It's always entertaining and fun. And so what keeps us excited is that we can continue to do this and just have fun conversations and very interesting conversations.
Yes.
It's not always going to be linear. I think that's kind of like who we are. We mm-hmm. like to talk about a lot of different things, and hopefully you guys enjoy what we're doing, because yes. we're having fun.
And thank you again for whoever's out there listening. We appreciate the support.
Like, wherever
we love doing this.
If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, iTunes or TuneIn.com, or anywhere really, Anchor FM. I was just throwing out there where you can listen to us. But yes, if you're listening on any platform, we appreciate it. Hope you're having fun. If you have any feedback, hit us up.
Please hit us up.
If you
want
to be on part of this, if you want to talk about a business, you want to talk about thoughts about quarantine, something new, like,
let us know.
Let us know. We're open. We're ready. We're ready for it.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right, bye, everyone. Take care. Stay healthy.